talk to go around. Blair Ockel from the Blair Ockel Golf Academy joins us once again. Blair, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Jason?
Doing well. Lots of controversy going on in the golfing world. I want to talk, first of all, about Suzanne Peterson and what she did in the Solheim Cup, where basically, you know, there's the putt. She didn't concede it. It was like 6 inches, and everybody assumed she would concede it because that's normally what the, you know, the sportsman thing to do. The American player picks up the ball, so then she challenges it. And America loses. Now, they still won, but they lost that hole. Now, I saw her apology the next day, but, like, an apology schmology. She knew exactly what she was doing in the heat of the moment.
Oh, totally. You know, I tuned in Sunday morning to watch it, and I just couldn't believe it. And it was about a foot and a half, but regardless, you know, in that sport, it's, you know, when you got putts that are under 2 feet, unless it's the, you know, a putt to win the Ryder Cup or the Solheim Cup, I don't think you give it away. But you know, lots of controversy there, and a lot of upset girls, and lots of things learned by the rookie Lee and USA team. You know, she picked it up while her partner was yelling, "Don't pick it up! Don't pick it up!" But you know, I think it was just you know, Suzanne Peterson. I was so disappointed in her because she is such a you know, great golfer and just a competitor, and for them to do that, and there's been this controversy. You know, you watch the Golf Channel, and you know, should they have given it? Shouldn't they have? Well, you know what? It's up to the individual. But what was so interesting is when Leaf made her putt, and the putt went past the hole, Suzanne Peterson and Gull and one of the caddies started to walk off the green. So if the putt wasn't good, why would you walk off the green? There's obviously right there they're breaking, you know, good golf etiquette. You don't, if you're not going to give the putt, if I'm playing, I've played a lot of match play. So if I'm not going to give the putt, I don't say anything, and I stay in my place.
Okay. So that's the etiquette, is you don't leave it, because basically your body language right there is saying, hey, you got to make the putt by not leaving.
Exactly. Okay. And you don't say anything, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they start walking off the green, and you know, Lee just saw that, and then you can see the other caddy, he's kind of standing there. Okay, what's going on here? Nobody's saying anything. You guys are walking away. So she just assumed that they said good, and she picked it up. So, you know, and you know what? Karma, and, you know, the golf gods came back and, you know, bit them in the butt, and U.S. came and won 8 of the 11 matches, which is unbelievable. One of the greatest sporting comebacks in just like the Ryder Cup in 99.
Blair Ockel joins us. What about the FedEx Cup right now over who's number one? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the FedEx Cup is, you know, you know, ever since they brought the FedEx Cup, it's created a lot of interest with golf coming into the fall. In years past, a lot of the big name golfers would, you know, pack it in and they wouldn't play after the last major. The FedEx Cup now, you know, is bringing out all the top players to continue playing right through the end of the year. I think it's just a great concept. Who can win it? You know, it's a crapshoot. I think anybody really in the top 10 has a good chance to win the FedEx Cup and get the $10 million, which is fantastic. And, you know, Jason Day right now is just playing phenomenal golf. It's going to be a crapshoot.
Oh, he's unreal. Now, you know, the PGA, they want to run the 12-month calendar, and there's all the LPGA, and they're trying to create more sponsorship and everything for the girls. How do you think they go about doing that? Or do you think it's better, like the NBA has an offseason, the NFL has an offseason, NHL has an offseason. Shouldn't they have an offseason? Wouldn't it be better?
Well, you know what? It's, you know, for the PGA Tour, you know, this is a worldwide sport, right? And there's, you know, they go over to China now. They go, I think they have an event down in Australia. So the money's there. So what they're saying is, hey, you know what? We got the sponsorship. You know, we're getting the support, so we can do a full year round, you know, calendar for golf for the tour. And so if the money's there, why not do it? And
I'll disagree with that. Just because the money, like, there's money there in the NHL and the NBA too, but the players, they got to mentally recharge. You know, they got to train, they got to do all this.
Yeah.
I think if you go year round, all you're doing is you're saturating the market by having a lot of players not, you know, they're only picking and choosing which tournaments they play in.
Yeah, you know, that's true. That's a good point. And, you know, that's the nice thing about it. These guys can, you know, play 20, 22 events and there's, you know, 40 events out there or 45 now. So they can pick and choose where they want to go. And, it's kind of the nice thing about the sport is they can pick their own calendar, right? Whereas when you're a professional hockey player or an NBA player, you're playing, all those games, yeah, and you're training for that period of time. So it's a little bit different in that capacity.
Blair Oakle from the Blair Oakle Golf Academy joins. And there is, I guess, something to be said about that. I just wonder if it's, then you look at, the FedEx points and everything, and guys are winning tournaments where maybe you only have two of the top 20 players in the world playing.
Yeah, I see your point there. We can talk about it for a while. And, I think, the PGA Tour, what they ought to do is they got to get the LPGA Tour up to speed here, because these girls are playing for, really, like, compared to the PGA, peanuts, really. I think the Canadian Women's Open, the first place was $350,000.
Which is still pretty good money, man.
Oh, for sure. But in comparison, and these girls are phenomenal. They can compete with the guys. They don't hit as far, but it's all relevant with the tees. And these girls are unbelievable. And some of them are just, they're great, great athletes.
If you don't have the viewers, right? Like, you can find sponsorships, and trust me, I'm very much equality, but I'm also about a capitalistic society, and you just can't expect them to make more money if nobody's coming out to watch them.
Very true. Edmonton, when they had the CN Open here, and I know in Winnipeg when they had it, and we were bringing thousands of people, and the crowds here were incredible. The support in Canada, which I don't understand why they wouldn't bring more events here.
Well, exactly.
They support the LPGA just incredible. So there's something they should maybe looking at down the road is and trying to, this would inspire more women in Canada to take up the sport and maybe get on the LPGA Tour like Brooke Henderson now.
Well, I think what they need to do is they have to realize you got to fish where the fish are. And if you're holding events in Canada and you're having way more people, then you can charge more. And those are the places you should go rather than go, yeah, we all want to play overseas. If no one's coming there, well, that's not doing any good for you.
Exactly. Totally agree.
I also want to discuss now. I know a lot of the golf season, the diehards, of course, are still out there hacking it up all the time. But it's getting a little bit chilly now. It's frost is coming in and everything. And you've got the Jordan Spieth golf simulators, and you actually have indoor golf league, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Golf doesn't have to end. We got such a short season, as we all know, and people start to put their clubs. Basically, you think about it, 3 weeks from now, we could be done golf, and it's, the season starts and then you blink and it's done. So if you want to keep going, we got these state-of-the-art virtual golf machines. We've just installing, as we speak, these new Ion Vision cameras, which are, Jason, they're just phenomenal. They're taking indoor golf to a whole new level. We now combine the laser technology that we have with the camera technology. It's making it the most accurate in the virtual golf world. As we said, Jordan Spieth is, he uses the full swing system, which is what we use, and he prepared for it to go to a major championship over in Scotland. The technology is getting better, and our leagues are growing, and it's a fun night. It's a great social night. You can get out with the ladies or the guys or mixed, and just come down and nice, relaxed environment, and got good TVs, and it's a good way to keep your game going throughout the winter. And I know a lot of people that do play and do it all winter. Their game improves the next season, and they just keep getting better.
496-9534 is where you can call to sign up. Is there any restrictions or anything? When's the league start?
Practice rounds start middle of October, okay. And then league play will start at the end of October, and we got a new scoring system, and yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. Already we're close to quite a few people signing up already, so we still have lots of space for ladies and men's and mixed teams, so if you're interested, give us a call for sure.
496-9534. Blair, good to talk to you, man. Enjoy it, and who you think's going to win FedEx Cup?
Jason Day. He's playing too well right now. He's on fire. I can't see anybody passing him. He's just he's on a hot streak right now.
He definitely is. And when Jordan Spieth, in his own words, says, "Man, why can't I just give myself a gimme putt?" That's when you know you're struggling.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what's amazing? We never talked about Tiger Woods.
Yeah, well, what's there to talk about? It's suddenly, you know, he's injured again. Like, no, it's true, though. Like, he's injured again, and Tiger Woods is never going to be Tiger Woods again. No. People just have to accept it.
No. No. We're talking about a new generation now, and what a great generation these young guys are coming up, and they're going to take the golf to another level.
Well, it'd be great if you've got Rory and Spieth and Day battling it out, you know, every major. I think that's exactly what golf needs, some competition. Throwing Dustin Johnson, it should be good.
You betcha.
All right, Blair, appreciate it.
Okay, have a good one.